The Emerson Andy Music Hall with tonight's guest, Miss Sarah Berner. Good evening, this is Harlow Wilcox inviting you to the Emerson Andy Music Hall, brought to you transcribed every Monday through Friday by Freeman Gosden and Charles Carell, Emerson Andy, and starring George Kingfish Stevens as Master of Ceremonies.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Step right into the Emerson Andy Music Hall. We're all here waiting for you.
Yeah, hiya, folks.
Hello, everybody.
Say, Andy, what's the matter with you?
Yeah, Andy, you seem like you got the melancholic there.
Oh, I've been having my trouble. I spent all afternoon trying to return a Christmas gift to the department store.
Christmas gift, huh?
Yeah, I was opening my gifts on Christmas morning when I come to a box all tied up with ribbons. It say, "To my dearest sweetheart." I opened the thing and come up with a pink silk negligee.
Negligee?
Yeah. I didn't know what to do with the thing. After all, I've been sleeping in my underwear for 22 years. I was too old to change now.
Yeah, somebody must have made a mistake.
Yeah, well, I took the thing back to the department store, and they finally traced the error. I was supposed to get a box of cigars, and this gal was supposed to get the negligee as part of her honeymoon trousseau.
Oh, part of a honeymoon trousseau, huh?
Yeah. Right now, up in Niagara Falls, some gal is trying to weave a magic spell around her husband with a box of white owls.
Yeah, well, I wish my wife Sapphire had brought a box of cigars on our honeymoon. At least I'd have some pleasant memories of the whole mess. But that's neither here nor there. Turning from the prosaic to the melodic, what has you got on tap there, Emma?
Well, it's a fast-moving number with sort of a different approach by our friend, Mr. Phil Harris.
There's a lot more laying down than there is up walking around. There's a lot more folks asleep than there is out of gad in the streets. For every day we live and breathe, you'll spend 100 years 6 feet deep. For there's a lot more laying down than there is up walking around. Now some folks never go to church and laugh at folks that do. They tell you that they're living right, they live the golden rule. But let me tell you something, son, you'll never pass that gate. You better make it right with the law tonight. Don't gamble or hesitate, cause there's a lot more laying down than there is up walking around. There's a lot more folks to see than there is out again in the street. For every day we live and breathe, you spend 100 years 6 feet deep, cause there's a lot more laying down than there is up walking around. Now I know a man, a very fine man, who likes to make it known that he never drinks or beats his wife and claims to have a home. But when they pass that plate around, he drops a nickel in. Well, that nickel won't buy no home on high. It makes the devil say amen.
But there's a lot more laying down than there is out walking around. There's a lot more folks sound asleep than there is out of getting the street. For every day you live and breathe, you spend 100 years 6 feet deep. There's a lot more laying down
way down
than there is out walking around.
A lot more laying down than there is up walking around. There's a lot more folks asleep than there is out getting the street. For every day we live and breathe, we spend 100 years 6 feet deep. There's a lot more laying down than there is out walking
a lot more laying down than there is walking around. That sounds like the pool hall on a quiet afternoon.
I say, Kingfish, our press agent, Mr. Headline Harrison, has been trying to get you on the phone. He say he's going to call back.
Yeah, well, he's still working at the Turkish bath. Guess he'll have to call between rubdown.
Listen, I don't know about that fella. I went down to the Turkey's Bath to wish him a happy new year, and I is a little suspicious that he ain't no teetotalitarian.
Yeah, well, what makes you say that, Andy?
Well, he had a shelf there with all them liniments on it, and I didn't like the looks of one of the bottles.
What you mean, Andy?
Well, it was the only bottle of Absorb Bean Jr. that I ever seen with an olive in it.
Well, I don't know. He seems to be... I'll get it. Hello, Kingfish speaking. Oh, Mr. Headline Harrison. Say, you got a great idea for our program. Who wants to play a return engagement? Gladys Zabisco. Now, wait a minute. I see. She can. Yeah, well, all right. Yes, sir. Thank you, sir. Now, wait a minute, Kingfish. We can't have that Gladys Zabisco back on the show again.
Yeah, Kingfish. The last time she sung on the program, we got a complaint from the Humane Society. They think we was beating the Great Dane with a stick.
Well, now, wait a minute, Andy. Headline Harrison say that she's improved since then. She's been playing nightclubs. She was at Ciro's, and she's done appeared on a big television program.
Oh, well, I guess if she's improved that much, I guess she'd be okay. When is this big star coming over?
Well, she'd be here tonight. She was on the subway headed this way when he called.
Well, that is something to look forward to, all right.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, for our next number here, we has got another fine singer, Miss Connie Russell with The Sky is Extra Blue.
The sky is extra blue, just for me, just for you. The world is sparkling new, just for me, just for you. The trees are extra green, and the sun is extra bright, and all because they know you kissed me last night. Song just for you and just for me. The crowd it's sweet becomes a paradise for two. All filled with ecstasy just for me.
Starts with the National Guard, America's oldest fighting force. Here's a thought to consider, Americans everywhere. The surest way to be secure from attack by potential aggressors is to be fully prepared for attack. The surest way to invite attack is to be unprepared, our defenses undermanned. When you've given the matter some thought, you'll want to drop over at your local armory and talk it over with your neighbors already in the National Guard. On the ground and in the air, the National Guard will be more ready with you in the Guard, too. Your spare time, just a small amount of it, is all the Guard needs. The stakes, your security. The security of those you love. Join the National Guard.
Oh, by and by, I'm gonna take my true love strolling in the park. By and by, I'm gonna steal a kiss or two there in the dark. By and by, I'm gonna kiss her till she gives her heart to me. By and by, I'm gonna show her how great being in love can be.
Oh, I love that doll of mine. I wish that she would love me too. If she will be my Valentine, I'll tell you what I'm gonna do.
By and by, I'm gonna pop the question to her, do or die. By and by, I'm gonna wed her just you see. By and by.
Valentine, I'll tell you what I'm gonna do.
I'm gonna pop the question to her, do or die.
By and by,
I'm gonna wed her just to see.
That was the Four Lads with By and By.
Folks, our next number is one of the real jazz classics. Joe Stafford and Frankie Lane in High Society.
Hey there, honey. We haven't got much money. Our cupboard's almost bare. Our clothes are old and funny.
Say there, honey. We don't need any money.
We're gonna be in high society. We'll strut on down to the finest part of town. I don't have rings and all those fancy things, but as long as you love me, we're in high society. Society, we'll laugh
You know, boys, it's funny Miss Gladys Zabisco ain't here by now.
Yeah, how come if she's such a big singer that she's transporting herself by subway? I can't picture Ezio Pisa hanging on no strap on the Lenox Avenue Express.
Well, she no doubt could arrive in a Rolls Royce or Mercedes Benzedrine. She probably don't want to be no snob.
Well, if she's been at Ciro's and on television, her voice must be improved.
Oh, yeah. We're in luck. We could take a...
Wait a minute. Come in.
Oh, good evening, boys.
Well, Miss Gladys Zabisco.
But the subway was crowded with people, and some wise guy got fresh with me.
Got fresh with you, huh?
Yeah. He leaned over, tapped me on the shoulder, and said, "Hey, fella, how about getting up and giving a lady your seat?"
That must have been embarrassing.
Well, possibly this motorcycle jacket fooled him. He might have thought I was Marlon Brando.
Well, we done heard about your success, and we want to congratulate you on singing at Ciro's out in Hollywood.
What Hollywood? Cyril Van Duch's Ratskeller in Jersey City.
Cyril Van Duch's?
Adjacent to the docks.
Oh, by the docks.
You might have seen the place. Outside is a big neon sign. While you're waiting for the ferry, come in and get married.
Yeah. Well, Mrs. Zabisco, we are a little disappointed about the Cyril's, but... You was on a television program, wasn't you?
Yeah, I was next to closing on You Asked For It.
You done sang on You Asked For It?
Nah, I lay on a bed of spikes and some guy drove a Jaguar over my stomach.
Oh, smoke. You mean a singer like you let him drive a car over your stomach?
Could Jane Powell do it?
Well, you got a point there, yes, ma'am, but... Miss Harrison said your voice has improved.
Of course it has. I've lived. What innocent girl can have a Jaguar run over her stomach and not be broadened by the experience?
I guess that's right, Mrs. Bisco, but, what would you like to sing for us tonight?
Well, I would like to render a song that Miss Joan Weber made famous on Studio One, namely, Let Me Go, Lover.
What do you think of Miss Zabisco?
All I can say, Andy, that Jaguar must have done a lot more damage than I think it did.
I think when our press agent calls up again about her appearing, we all just forget about it.
Yeah, I guess you're right, Amos. And right now, in the interest of good music, our license to broadcast and the stomachs of our listeners, I think we better have another number here fast.
Yeah, that's right. Well, we got one here by Mr. Tony Martin that ought to clear the air. Take us all on a visit to Vera Cruz.
Vera Cruz, Vera Cruz, Vera Cruz. Have a care if you're riding there, stranger. Every trail leads to danger in Vera Cruz. Veracruz, 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 where the gold that you seek may enrich you. or enchant or bewitch you, just as you choose. Be careful of the web that she'll weave you. Be careful, for she plans to deceive you. Veracruz, Veracruz, though I've warned you, I know you've decided. You must go where your heart says it's guided. Win or lose, love and adventure are waiting in Veracruz, 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 Veracruz.
See you later. Here comes a bunch of bill collectors.
Relax, Kingfish. They ain't bill collectors. They just got a question they want to ask. Listen.
What have viceroys got that other filter-tip cigarettes haven't got?
What have viceroys got that other filter-tip cigarettes haven't got?
What have viceroys got that other filter-tip cigarettes haven't got?
Yes, what have viceroys got? The answer is 20,000 tiny filters in every viceroy tip. That's right. Inside every viceroy tip is a vast network of 20,000 individual filters to filter your smoke over and over again. You get only the full, rich taste of Viceroy's choice tobaccos. And Viceroy's draw freely, smoothly. So the next time you hear this question,
what have Viceroy's got that other filter-tip cigarettes haven't got?
You know the answer. 20,000 tiny filters in every Viceroy tip. No wonder more people smoke Viceroy's than any other filter-tip cigarette in the world. Get Viceroy's today. King size filter tip. Only a penny or two more than cigarettes without filters.
Well, that's all for tonight, folks.
Yeah, and I hope you'll all join us again tomorrow night.
Yeah, good night, everybody.
The Amos and Andy Music Hall will be presented again tomorrow night at this same time. This is Harlow Wilcox inviting you to join us every night, Monday through Friday. The Amos and Andy Music Hall, transcribed, is produced by Sam Pierce and directed by Cliff Howell. Executive producers Joe Connolly and Bob Mosier.